720 WGN. It is Thanksgiving Day right here in Chicago. And, of course, a guy that is a big star across the country. He is the world's Dr. Barbecue, but, of course, Chicago roots. And it's great to have him on here, a barbecue Hall of Famer, restaurateur, best-selling author, and Chicago's very own Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue. Happy Thanksgiving. Welcome to WGN.
Happy Thanksgiving, Dane. It's great to get away from the stove and the grill for just a few minutes. I could use a break and talk a little Chicago stuff.
Yeah, and it was nice that you kind of spared us from saying get away from like the nice weather and the sunshine and whatever else you're experiencing down in Florida, because it's gotten kind of cold up here.
Well, I am wearing shorts and flip-flops for cooking my turkey, so sorry. And I'm outside, so sorry for you guys if it's not working out like that for you, but come on down and visit.
Thanksgiving attire is totally up to your personal choices, but let's talk a little bit about Thanksgiving. You are the spokeschef for the National Turkey Federation, so all of that barbecue street cred and those great roots and Hall of Fame credibility, but turkey is where it started with you. We've talked about that before, and of course, you're here. It's not like turkeys need extra PR, right, on Thanksgiving, or do they?
Well, no, Thanksgiving and Christmas are the days they don't need extra PR. We need a little extra PR the rest of the year. But yeah, we're pretty much, we got it covered this time of year.
So when it comes to Thanksgiving, and give the listeners a little insight into it, this is, you know, there may be a little bit of extra pressure on you, you know, best-selling cookbook author, and of course, you know, food television star, that for you to go ahead and kind of maybe do something a little different, a little special, or do you go the traditional route when it comes to Thanksgiving?
Yeah, not on Thanksgiving. On Thanksgiving, it's a straight-up turkey. I am cooking it on the grill. Just part of the reason I like cooking it on the grill for Thanksgiving is it frees up the oven for everything else. But, you know, a little bit of smoky flavor on there. Not too much smoke. Don't overdo that. But cooking it on the grill is a great way to go for Thanksgiving. The rest of the year, no. That's the PR that they needed and that I've been happy to help out with. So if you go to turkeysmoke.org, that's where everything's been landing. I'm in 4 or 5 years into this now. And there's recipes for all kinds of different ways to cook turkey on the grill. How about this one? Grilled turkey red Thai curry. I made one of those. And man, it's really good. It's not something you would think about, but it's adding turkey and a little bit of grill flavor to a Thai curry. Great stuff. There's some satays. I made it on radio the other day for these guys. Turkey bombs. You take leftover stuffing and turkey and wrap it all up in bacon and then throw it back on the smoker. So that's the stuff I do all year round. But nah, on the holidays, I'm pretty traditional.
But there still is a lot of latitude in that team photo of the size. If people want to go traditional with the turkey itself as that centerpiece. But, you know, the sides can come into play, whether it's things that people like or prefer, or maybe tradition like grandma's so-and-so or your aunt's this and that on the side. So for Ray Lampe, for Dr. Barbecue, like, what is the rest of it? What kind of rounds out the team photo for Thanksgiving?
Well, being a Chicago guy, I have tried the White Castle stuffing on my family, but they just didn't get it. They didn't like it. They've not been in Chicago in the White Castle line at 2 o'clock in the morning, so they didn't appreciate it. So I'm back to a normal stuffing. But the other one that I throw a curve on them is my root beer carrots. Ooh. It's real simple. You just take carrots and you kind of brown them a little bit, big hunks of carrot. And then you add butter and you add root beer and you just cook it down till the root beer is just about gone and kind of glazed up them carrots. Man, the taste of root beer and carrots is so good. I just dreamt that one up one day and it's been a staple in our family since.
We know that at Thanksgiving, of course, the meal happens, then the second meal happens, maybe the third meal, and then, of course, there's leftovers. Before we get to that, though, do you guys do a lot of sort of the grazing up until? Do you have like an antipasto platter? Do you have a vegetable tray with maybe with a dip? Do you have like black olives or like deviled eggs? Do you have any of that stuff that's just out before the meal even starts?
We do, but not much. I like to minimize that. I don't like everybody to be full. I like them to be a little hungry and kind of getting restless when it's time for the big feast, because there's a lot of food to eat. This year, I normally would make, down here we have a smoked fish dip is a big deal here in Florida. You get you a piece of amberjack, you smoke it, and you make a fish dip out of it. But I wasn't able to get any amberjack this week, so I switched to crab. And we're going to have a nice crab dip, and that's about it. I'll put some chips out or something, but I don't like them to get too too settled before the, you know, like I said, I like them restless and hungry when we get the big table.
You gotta manage the clientele. If you mentioned down here, we know you're in shorts and flip flop. We know you're in Florida, St. Petersburg. And of course, that's the home of the hit and beloved restaurant down in the area, Dr. Barbecues. And you're seeing more of that. Whereas maybe when I was a kid, you never saw that. You didn't have restaurants. I mean, you maybe went to the Chinese restaurant if you were part of Christmas Story or something crazy happened, or you just didn't like Thanksgiving food. But now so many restaurants, whether it's they're having it throughout the course of the holidays, you can get that flavor profile in a restaurant setting, or they're even making stuff for people to pick up and take home. Are you guys doing any of that?
Yeah, but it's barbecue restaurants do a great business on especially Thanksgiving, because it's just a natural smoked turkey. And much like I'm saying about, like, when you cook it outside, same thing. It allows you to either get the sides from the restaurant also, or work on the sides and the turkey you just reheated from the barbecue restaurant. Or some, we used to even do them hot. Sadly, this year, we just can't do it. We just don't have the labor force to grind those people an extra couple of days to cook 100 turkeys. But boy, most barbecue restaurants around the country are, it's a big part of their business. And look around and you'll see online pictures of turkeys lined up in barbecue restaurants. It's a big deal.
Man, it has changed so much. I mean, talk a little bit about that, because as a radio guy for many years, we've done so many of those like Butterball hotline lady conversations. But you mentioned the internet, and there's so much information out there, so much support on how to do things. People just don't get stuck like they used to.
No, that's right. Well, your restaurants who make turkeys for you and people at home, the bar has risen, because it used to be, you know, maybe you got your pre-made dinner from the grocery store just to tolerate it. Now you get it because it's going to be really good from your favorite restaurant. It's a big deal. And the internet is where to look. If you're having trouble, I mean, you can call the Butterball Hotline. Those guys are still at it and doing a great job. But you can also find just about any little tips and tricks you need online. You might even find me doing some turkey cooking something if you go looking. It helps. You know, hopefully you didn't screw up today, but if you're looking for leftover recipes, look around online. There's tons of them.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that before we let you go and get back to your Thanksgiving. Is, you know, it isn't just the meal that happens today and right now. It's later today. It's tomorrow. It's the whole week, whether it's soups or sandwiches from the turkey side of town. Of course, we'll have links up for turkeysmoke.org. Talk about some of the things you're going to be doing leftover wise.
I'm probably going to go right for the soup. I got a pretty good crowd coming in. I'm not making anything except one big turkey, so I might be a little light on leftovers this year. So I might have to go right to the soup on Friday, because you always want to end up with the soup. I do anyway. So I got some extra everything else I'm going to need to make soup. I figure I'm going to have to jump to that one pretty early. But boy, I'll just eat the same plate for days if it's leftovers. I don't bother with sandwiches. I create all these recipes for leftovers, but I just make the same plate I ate on Thursday, again on Friday, and again on Saturday. By about Sunday, I'm getting tired of it.
It's going to be all those things. Last thing, do you come down on the cranberry sauce? We talked with a number of famous chefs and friends of yours that come down on different sides. You'd be surprised, right? Whether it's the traditional cranberry with the actual berries, or whether it's the jellied. You know, you can be a fine dining person and still appreciate that depending on how you grew up. What's your choice?
Well, you know, you always want to cook for your guests, and I have tried making multiple different kinds of fancy fresh cranberry sauce, and they really don't care for it. And so there are two cans of the, not even the real cranberry, the jelly cranberry sauce. There's two cans in my pantry. We're going to get those out and serve those on Thursday. And that's just what the guests want. Hey, I can live with it.
Oh, it's so good. And you mentioned it, having that same plate again and again and again, right? Because there are so many times where you sit down and you think to yourself that first meal, and you're like, why don't we do this all the time? And it's a lot of trouble, right? That after you eat the same meal for like a week straight, then you're like, okay, I can give it a rest. So, Ray, as we let you go, you know, and get back to your Thanksgiving, the website, social media, where can people go to keep up with you all year long?
Oh, drbbq.com or anywhere on social media, Dr. Barbecue. I'm not very hard to find.
Dr. Barbecue, the one and only. Happy Thanksgiving, man. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Dane.